Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at inflammation and how vagus nerve stimulation affects cytokines, and finally, a story about spinal manipulation and pressure pain threshold. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 674, recorded May 31st, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Rheumatoid arthritis is a heterogeneous, prevalent, chronic autoimmune disease characterized by painful, swollen joints and significant disabilities. Symptomatic relief can be achieved in up to 50% of patients using biological agents that inhibit TNF, tumor necrosis factor, or other mechanisms of action, but there are no universally effective therapies. Recent advances in basic and preclinical science reveal that reflex neural circuits inhibit the production of cytokines and inflammation in animal models. One well-characterized cytokine-inhibiting mechanism, termed the inflammatory reflex, is dependent upon vagus nerve signals that inhibit cytokine production and attenuate experimental arthritis severity in mice and rats. A 2016 study published in the journal PNSA found that these findings suggest that it is possible to use mechanism-based neuromodulating devices in the experimental therapy of rheumatoid arthritis and possibly other autoimmune and autoinflammatory diseases. Surf to our show notes for links. The objective of a recent systematic review published in the journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies was to determine the effect size of spinal manipulation in asymptomatic subjects and its duration. Spinal manipulation has been shown in a systematic review to have a statistically significant effect on the pressure pain threshold, that's the PPT, in asymptomatic subjects when spinal manipulation is compared to a sham intervention. The magnitude and duration of this effect is unclear. This is a secondary analysis of data from a previous review. The authors sought to compare the effect sizes in the various articles, but had to calculate them for themselves at different follow-up time measurements. The review concluded that the authors need to revise their approach to quote-unquote effect size. The authors' calculations showed that the effect size of spinal manipulation on PPT may go from medium to large within the first 5 minutes, but appears to diminish again within 10 minutes. Research of this type should collect information for longer periods and compare results to other interventions to put results into perspective. Surf to our show notes for links. A quick update to COT's HealthBeat chiropractic community. Google Plus has announced recently that they will be closing their social network community in the upcoming weeks. COT's HealthBeat has moved our chiropractic community for show notes and important news updates. The new site is located at cothealthbeat.wordpress.com. That's https://cothealthbeat, one word, .wordpress.com. Please serve to our community and subscribe to keep up with current trends in the literature. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Eckhart Tolle. If the only prayer you said in your whole life was, thank you, that would suffice. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.